Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Vinny Serrato's Draft Profiles. News, notes, and analysis on the 2025 NFL Draft Class. Vinny and Haney. Sports Radio 105.7 The Fan.
Fafita steps up in the pocket. He unloads. He's got a man wide open. T-Mac. And he just saunters into the end zone. And it's 6-0 Wildcats.
Draft profile number 2. Talking wide receiver today. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato. Nolan McGraw on the other side of the glass. We were talking earlier about Luther Burden III in Missouri. Now we're going out west, Vinny Serrato.
Yes, Bob, we're talking T-Mac. T. McMillan, however you want to say it's T-E-T-A-I-R-O-A.
However, Tetairoa. Tetairoa.
Tetairoa.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Yes.
McMillan, he is 6'4", 219. Jersey number 4, a junior, 31.5 arms, 10-inch hands. 5-star, California Player of the Year. 88 catches for 1302 and 18 touchdowns his senior year. Now, he was a big-time volleyball player, and he would have been a D1 volleyball player, but he could jump and block and do all those things. He actually was a real good basketball player, too, gave up basketball to play more volleyball. On 2022, 39 catches for 702, 18.0 average, 8 touchdowns, played in 12 games with 8 starts. Now, he wanted to go. His dream school was University of Oregon. And that's when the Miami coach.
Cristobal.
He came down, offered him, you know, and then Cristobal was going to leave, and he kept calling him. He said, well, is anything going on? No, don't worry about anything. And then Cristobal went to Miami, and then with the coaching change and everything, he just said, screw it. And like all his buddies were going to Arizona, so he went to Arizona. Now in 2023, third-team All-American. 90 catches, 1402, 15.6 average, 10 touchdown, started all 13 games. In this past season, first-team All-American. 84 catches for 1319, 15.7 average. Now, made a name for himself in a New Mexico game. He had 304 receiving yards in that game. 304. And he started all 12 games. Now, his strength, he's got excellent size, production. He's got basically 3 years of production. And his average per catch, 15.7, 15.6 the last 2 years. Excellent body control. He's got real good hands. Love his length. He's smart. He's aware in zone to find the holes. Has body control to be a good route runner. He'll go up and win contested catches. Good run after the catch. Has some make you miss. Good change of direction. Plays fast. Has acceleration with ball in the air. He'll go up at its highest point. Great adjust with ball in the air. Excellent concentration. Has the ability to bend knees and get in and out of cuts. He's got snatch hands. He can play in the slot or outside. Good route runner. Good in the red zone with his size. And the thing about it is, usually with a 6'4 guy, you know, he's kind of hard. It's hard for those bigger guys to bend their knees, get their pads over toes, get in and out of cuts and all that. But no, he doesn't have a problem with it. He's a good route runner. And the more you watch this kid, the more you appreciate him because, you know, I mean, nobody times anymore in the 40s, but plays fast. People don't catch him. Weaknesses, the explosiveness off the line of scrimmage. A lot of times he doesn't come off real hard or real fast, and he's going to have to come off fast in the NFL because timing routes and stuff, you're timing it up, and you got to explode off the line of scrimmage. And he doesn't have home run speed. And he does need to get stronger with his blocking and some of the other things. In summary, I said, this is a big wide receiver that is smooth, smart, aware. He's got run skill to go up and get the ball with excellent hands. Very good in the red zone. Very productive. I like his route running ability. He's going to have to get stronger. Now, if on the Ravens, give them something that they don't have. To me, he's a little like, but not as fast, Mike Evans. Without the great speed. That's kind of how, you know, the adjustments, and Mike Evans is a good route runner and all that, but Mike Evans had like the 4.4 speed, and this kid doesn't have it, but he's a really good player, and he's really smart and got great instincts, and against zone stuff, he can find the holes in the zone, and against man-to-man, he can get open, and he's got super production over his whole college career and even throw in, you know, his senior year of high school. I think he's going to be a good pro because of the size and stuff. Just needs to get stronger. Like, all these guys are not great blockers. And he'll just need to get stronger to handle the press coverage and stuff. Because initially what people are going to do, come up and try to jam him at the line of scrimmage and knock him off the ball. He's got to be able to use his size and strength and length to get off of those people. But, you know, I mean, there's ways to combat that early on. You know, you put him in the slot, you can motion him, you can help him a little bit if need be till he gets comfortable with it.
Mel Kiper Jr., Baltimore Zone, ESPN.com, has T-Mac the number 4 receiver in this year's draft class of 2025. Mel's latest mock draft, which came out today, as a matter of fact, has him going number 20 overall to the Denver Broncos. Nick Baumgartner from The Athletic has him going 8 overall to Carolina.
Yeah, Bob, I most, like all the CBS mocks and everybody else, I mean, they have him as, you know, the highest receiver going off the board. A lot of it's in the teens is where they have him going, but I like him as a player. And like I said, for the Ravens, you know, they don't have a 6'4", 220-pound wide receiver. That'd be a good, I mean, it would be a luxury for them at, well, he wouldn't be there at 27, but if he was at 27, it would be a nice luxury. And I would guess that if that were the case, he may be the highest rated player on their board at that time.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.